Okay, everybody, we're continuing. Oops, I got unvideoed. Okay, ready to roll? Let's go. Yesterday, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we began Masechta Brachos Daf Beis, and we read the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which focused on Tchilas Man Kriya Shma Shel Arvis. Let's review very briefly what we said. The Mishnah says it's Tzetzik Achavim. Rabbi Natam says, no, it depends upon Plaga Mincha. Apparently he holds that even Tarte the Sasri might be okay. We'll see that a little later. The Re holds, it depends upon the Tanoim on Amud Beis. And for the moment, we'll say that they start the Zman at Shkia, and Shkia is an absolute cutoff point. I'm giving you a brief hint. We mentioned yesterday briefly that the Tabali Atos is held like Rabbi Natam, that the Shkia is two Shkias. Shkia Rishon and Shkia Shnia, they're almost an hour apart. And the Re holds that one of those is a cutoff point. We'll see later which one it is. And before that, you can do anything which relates to the day. You can daven Mincha, no problem. After that, and only after that, can you daven Marav and say Kriya Shma. See, obviates the problem of the Tarte D'Sasrei of the Rabbi Natan, and he says it's a different cutoff. Apparently, the Minig Yisrael that was happened in the Re's time, they daven Marav after that cutoff point. The cutoff point may have been Shkia Rishona, Shkia Shnia. We'll have to see as we go further. But what today's shir, I want to talk about something which we spoke in some of our earlier shirim, but it's time to review it carefully, is not the beginning of the Zman of Tefillah Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, but rather its end. And in that context, the beginning and the end of Kriya Shma Shel Shachris as well. Let us begin the Mishnah, Beis Amud Aleph. Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Until the end of the first watch. What's the first watch? There were three watches. Rashi says, Shlish HaLayla. Can it be first by Gemara? Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. U'mishom Velech Ovar Zman Lo Mikri Su Zman Shchiva. Lo Kharinan Bey says, Rashi B'shach Bacha. Period. Okay, it's not called B'shach Bacha. After 10 o'clock at night, people have already gone to sleep. And the presumption is, according to Rashi, that B'shach Bacha means, according to Rabbi Elazar, when you're going to sleep. That's Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim Omrim, Ad Chatzos. Till midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Ad Sheyala Mor HaShachar. Until dawn, Rashi. Shekol HaLayla Kori Zman Shchiva. Presumptively, Rashi means that people are asleep, not going to sleep, they're asleep all night. So it's a fundamental machlokas, how to say pshat in the pasuk and chumash b'shach b'cha. According to Rabbi Elazar, it means when you're going to sleep. According to Rabban, it means when you are asleep. Fine. Maisa ubo bonami beis hamishta. His children of Rabbi Gamliel came back from a wedding, and they came back very late. Very late. Amulo, they said to their father, Lo Karina Shma. Gvalt, we didn't say Shma. Amulahem, Im Lo Ola Mola Shachar, Chayav Matam Likros. If it's not dawn, you must read. Even though Chatzos passed already. Says the Gemara at Mishnah at the very end, Kin Lom Ramachamat Chatzos, Kin Laharchik Odom Min HaAveira. Keep a person far away from sin. Far away from sin. What does that mean? That if you're afraid, as Rashi says, Lazare says, Sa'odam, Shloyom, Meyesh, Yod, Shos, Vesokach, Yalam, Unashacha, Vavlo, Azman, fall asleep, not by the end of it. So that's why they said to Chatzos. Any questions for both in person, on Zoom? Got it straight? Good. Now we turn to the next Mishnah. Tesimid Beis. What does it say over there? Me'emas ha'korin es ha'shma b'shachris, mishayaka ben t'cheles l'lovin, between blue and white. Rabbi Lezameh ben t'cheles l'karsi, between blue and green. Blue and white, blue and green. It sounds like color war. We'll have color war this summer. Menorah shakol here. We'll have to discuss that later date. Okay.
So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ben Tchelas Akarsi. Okay, blue and green. Now, obviously, that's a little bit later than blue and white, because blue and green are closer to each other. It takes a little bit longer time to discriminate between one and the other. Fine. V'gomra, and you must finish it. Ad ha-netzachama, until the sun rises. Who's speaking here? Rabbi Eliezer. Doesn't say Meferish in the Mishnah that the Rabbi Eliezer Omer goes on the second half of the sentence as well, but in the Gemara it's Meforish B'chafam and Beis, that's also Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shulomer, at Shalosh Shos, Shkein Derech Malachim, Abnei Malachim, Lamed B'Shalosh Shos. Full stop. So just to summarize, we have three disputes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon in the first three machloks in Mishnayos of Shas. Let's review again. When Zman Kriya Shma Shel Arvis ends, Rabbi Eliezer says 10 o'clock, Rabbi Gamliel says dawn, Chachamim say midnight. When does Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis begin? Rabbi Eliezer says Mishyaka Metchilas L'Karsi, blue and green, and the Tanakhama says Metchilas L'Lava, which is obviously a bit earlier. And when does it end, Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis? Rabbi Eliezer says at sunrise. Chachamim Omrim, no, you have 3 hours because the kings or princes sleep that long. Adkan. So, what are they fighting about? At first glance, there are three different disputes between the great Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Ragodol, and his colleagues. One of them is named Rabbi Yeshua, the others are not named, called Tanakam. I would not say a very big Kiddush, that all three disputes are really fundamentally one and the same. There's one unifying principle which unifies all these three disputes. The three first machloksim in Shas. How many machloksim are there in Shas Mishnayos? Hundreds, thousands. The first three really fundamentally boil down to one. And to demonstrate that, I have to show you two lines. First, initially one line in the Ramban. The Ramban, if you have a Gemara Brachas, you turn to the back. The Ramban is called the Mechamas Hashem. Mechamas Hashem, the wars of God. This week's parasha, no? Al-Kain, Yemim B'Sevim, Mechamas Hashem. Is it this week's parasha, correct? Okay, so we always like to... I'm saying a shiur tonight, for those who want to join, at what is it? 9 o'clock. 9 p.m. is going to be a shiur, which is both on the parasha and on Pirkei Avos. Both. It's about Bilam versus Avraham Avinu. So it's this week's parak. It's also the parasha. Okay, so this comment on Mechamas Hashem is a pasuk in this week's parasha as well. That's from Chukah, this is from Volok tonight. And the Mechamas Hashem is found in the old editions of the Mechamas Hashem. It's found in the next to the last line of Beis Amud Aleph. Thankfully, I was able to pick up the new edition of the Ramban that can actually read when you're my age. And I'll try to read it to you from there. The Ramban makes the following comment, a very, very important comment. The background we're not going to go into right now. It has to do with the opinion of the Rif and the Gemara Daf Chesam and Beis. We'll come to that a little bit later. But let me first share the main principle of the Ramban, and then we will elaborate. And its fundamental principle is that, according to the way we pass in the Halacha, the word v'shachbo v'kumecha are interpreted not the way we typically interpret things in the Gemara. No. Typically, we interpret things based upon the majority. The majority. The majority. Well, so why should this be any different? Why should this be any different? So the answer is that we have, the Ramban made forgive the expression, the Ramban became a Tana. Not everyone likes that when a Rishon becomes a Tana. But he became a Tana. If you read if you have the old Ramban, it's the next to the last line on Beis Amud Aleph. If you have the new ones that I have, it's page Hey, and it's about the 10th line in the first column. What does it say over here? It says as follows. Yotzi al-yidei chavoso shalai lebediyevet. Some people are sleeping. It's only a minority. Masha your pride, even a minority. Kirdashina Miperkoya Kore Dafta Zayan, Belechtachabad Didach, Belechtachabader Pratli Osig Bemitzah, Chosnus Potter. Okay? That's what it says. So you follow the minority. Amazing Chiddush in Ramban. Truth be told, if you look later, it's Beis Amid Beis, 11 lines up in the old version of Lachamas Hashem. If you have the new version, it's what I have, it's page Hey, column 2. Page Hey, column 2. He writes as follows. He says as follows. He says as follows. There's a difference between the Chatchila and B'diyevet. B'diyevet, a person can be Yotze, even based upon the Miut. However, L'chatchila, Kol L'chatchila, we base ourselves upon the majority. So that's a distinction that the Ramban makes. L'chatchila, we follow the majority as we normally would. B'diyevet, we'll even follow the minority, right? But the Yavad Yotza Mishum the Miyut of the Inchi Kamer by Yishayat, he says again, B'kumach Didach, as he said before, right? Here too. So the distinction is drawn between the Chatchila and B'di Yavad. The Chatchila, we follow the majority, and B'di Yavad, we follow the minority. So writes the Ramban. Everyone with me so far? With this, we can understand all the machlokas. Let's start with the last one first. That's the easiest. The last one is, till when can a person say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? So the Chachamim say, till 3 hours. Why? B'nei Malachim. How many B'nei Malachim are there, my friends? There's a small minority, B'nei Malachim, princes, kings. The vast majority of the people in the olden days, pre-Thomas Edison, would wake up with the sun, or before the sun. They'd go to sleep early, wake up. They held like Benjamin, Rabbeinu Binyamin. Benjamin Franklin. No? Rabbeinu Binyamin? No, Binyamin. Early to bed and early to rise makes the man healthy, wealthy, and wise. The boys in front of me don't hold for that Rabbeinu Binyamin. The youngsters go, wake up late, go to sleep late. When you get older, like me, you sometimes follow Rabbeinu Binyamin. Okay, so that's what it was in those days. They would get up before the sun rose, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elezer, l'shitoso, here's my chiddush. Rabbi Elezer denies the Ramban. You have to follow the majority. And he says so. Till sunrise. The kings get up later. Who cares about the kings? We follow the majority. By the time the sun rises, the majority of the people are already awake, for sure. And therefore, that's the end, cutoff point. Rabbanan, hold like the Ramban. They even can rely upon the minority, at least for the Eved. And therefore, you can say the Shema as late as 3 hours into the day. Everyone with me so far? Any questions? Got it so far? This is the third of the machlokas. Now we'll go to the second machlokas. This is the trickiest of all. Blue and white versus blue and green. What's this all about? Blue and white, blue and green. Color war. Here's the answer. Is it Mishayakeb and Chelis Lelavan? That's a halachic construct. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Gemara, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara extends it even beyond Kriya Shema proper. The Mishnah is talking about Kriya Shema. The Gemara has it for other things as well. The Gemara has it over here for tefillin, and maybe even for tzitzis. What's it all about? That's the time when most people begin to get up. That has to be a tipping point. There's a tipping point. Before that point, the majority are asleep. After that point, the majority are up. You know what that is? That is Mishayakeh. Mishayakeh is considered to be the tipping point. The people are starting, you know, this is a period of time. And therefore, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that's the proper time to say Shema. Mishayakeh and Chelis Lelavan. By that point, people are mostly up. And therefore, no problem. It's even the Chatchila. Call the Chatchila Bezman the Ruba, says the Rambam. I'll read it to you again from my old version. I like to read Rambans twice. I read you from the new version, I read you from the old version, because it's such an important line. Again, it's, for those who have the old version, it's 11 lines up on page 4. The Rambam writes as follows. Watch this. I feel the Rabbi Yeshua, Zman HaKodem HaNeitavi, to Zman Kimel Inchi, Chutzim Bei Melochim. V'chol l'chadchila b'zmanem deruba karinim bei, bein b'shchiva, bein b'kima, as he said earlier. And also because of Vesikin. So B'kitzah Nimitz, this is the opinion of the Ramban. And therefore the court, Mishayakir, that's the time. What's Rabbi Elazar worried about? Blue and green, a few minutes later, he's nitpicking with his colleagues. No, he's not nitpicking. He knows that it's very difficult to determine when Mishayakir is. If you look at any calendar, there's so many times for Mishayakir. There's so many. There's 10.2 degrees and there's 11 degrees. I hold 12.9 degrees. And Moshe is much less than that before sunrise. It's hard to know. So Rabbi Elazar said, you know what? I'm afraid to allow you to say Shema the moment you distinguish between blue and white. Because if you make a mistake, you're not Yotzeh. Before the majority start to get up. Why aren't Chachamim worried about that? Because Chachamim hold even a minority is enough. You could be Yotzi B'diyevet from Alos HaShachar. That's the opinion of the Rif. The Ramban is defending the Rif. Since you can be Yotzi B'diyevet from Alos HaShachar based on the fact that the minority get up, no need to make a gzera and postpone it a few more minutes to blue and green. So the machlokas, blue and white, blue and green, is a machlokas, the same machlokas. What's the shayla? Would you be Yotzi before blue and white? Lichat B'diyevet. Rabbi Bonin say yes, and Rabbi Elazar says no. So Rabbanan say yes, there's no need to make an extra gzeira. Leave it the way it is. But Rabbi Elazar says no, he had to make a gzeira to wait blue and green in case you make a mistake. You'll at least be after blue and white. So you'll be yotze then. Because before that, you're playing with fire. A minute too early, you wouldn't be yotze even be the yevet. Everyone follow me so far? Good. Now we come to the third and final point for today's shir, which is the machlokas about that bezim and aleph. The machlokas, what exactly is the soul of my kriyashma? Shell Aris. Here we have a Gemara Daf Tesem and Aleph. Everyone turn to Tesem and Aleph, please. About the 15th line. The story of Gamliel's children. Didn't they know what their father said? Says the Gemara's father. No. Hachi Kamerle. Rabbanan Pligi Yilavach. Do the majority Abba disagree with you? V'yochid v'rab malocha k'rabbi. So once we came from the wedding, and Chatzos pissed, it's pointless to say Shema. It's like saying, Hallel today. Today is a plain day. It's the time passed already. Why should you bother saying the Shema? It's all over, right? That's if Chachamim argue with you, and they hold up a shachru means when you're going to sleep. Oh, Dilmano, Rabbanan Kavasach, they hold like you. V'haydik amriyat Chatzos, kelaharkadim an avera. In which case, they put a fence. You know, you shouldn't fall off a cliff, they put a fence. So if I drive my car and I go through the fence, I should drive off the cliff? Chas v'shalom. So they pass the fence, stop before the cliff. The fence is chatzos, the cliff is alos ha-shachar. Amruluhu, he said to the sons, Rabban and Kavah, Sisvil, they hold like me fundamentally. V'chayavim atam, you have to say, Shema now. V'hai dekar miyad chatzos? Why they? V'har chalim and aveim. Okay. They made a siyog. I don't hope for that siyog. Fine. But Rashi has an obvious question. If the according to the first possibility of Rabbi Gamliel's sons, namely, that fundamentally the Chachamim agreed with Rabbi Elazar, you have a tremendous question. Why, according to Rabbi Elazar, is the Sovzman 10 o'clock? And according to the Chachamim, the Sovzman is midnight. What happened to those 2 hours? So Rashi explains over here in the Testament as follows. Look at Rashi says, Rabbanan pligi yilavach, it's the fourth narrow line in Rashi. Klomar, he pligi Rabbanan alech, todi amal chatzos, dafko karmi. Why? Lo mashvelu v'shoch b'cho kol zman shchiva. Doesn't mean as long as you are asleep, which of course is till dawn at least. Elo, kol zman shederech b'nei odom lis'asek lelech v'lishkav. When you're going to sleep. Good. I think I told you that the art scroll sitter translates b'shach b'cha when you retire. I think it's an incorrect translation. It's correct according to Rabbi Elazar. And it's correct according to Megamliel's son's first possibility, according to the Chachamim. Frank Rashi, what's this telling the clock? 12 o'clock. Make up your mind. When are people going to sleep? Says Rashi, Umiyu b'ha pligi ad Rabbi Lezer. Dili Rabbi Lezer, sphere lay, this man esek shchiva, enu ela arashkur, we show until 10 o'clock. L'rabonon ad chatzos. Until 12 o'clock. Take a poll. Find out if people go to sleep. What's going on over here? The answer, I believe, is they took a poll. And what did the poll say? Most people pre-Thomas Edison went to sleep by 10 o'clock. It's already 4 hours after dark. How long can you stay up anyway? There's no electric lights. They went to sleep by 10 o'clock. But the minority had a nightlife. What kind of nightlife? Before they had the bars and restaurants that are now being open and closed alternately in COVID-19. The Tziv says the nightlife means Tamidei Chachamim, who sat up late to learn. They sit up until Chatzos. But that's only a small group, Tamidei Chachamim. So the Rabbanan say, we followed even the small group. They're consistent, all three situations. You follow even a minority, as the Rabban explained. And therefore they say, even if they learn B'Shach, what would mean when you retire, we go until Chatzos, because some people are retiring until then, after everyone goes to sleep. However, Rabbi Lezer l'shitaso holds B'Shach, I mean, only when the majority are going to sleep. That's only until 10 o'clock. Let's summarize briefly what we've said until now. There are three different disputes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. The first one is Makrishma Shal Arvis, when does it end? It's a fundamental dispute. Does it mean B'Shach when you retire, which means the first half of the night? Or while you're asleep all night until at least Alos HaShach, until dawn. But within the first possibility, as we go into sleep, Rabbi Lezer says till 10 o'clock, Chachamim say till 12 o'clock. That's argument number one. Argument number two, from when on can you say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? Blue and white is the Tana Kama, blue and green is Rabbi Lezer. And the third dispute, until when can you say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris? According to Rabbi Lezer, until sunrise. According to the Chachamim, until 3 hours. Fortunately, we follow the Chachamim. Otherwise, everyone would have to say Shema this morning by 5:24 a.m. That would have been a little bit difficult. Even the people on the Zoom don't all get up there early. Okay. So fortunately, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. And my chiddush is that all three are fundamentally one. And what are they fighting about? The words of the Ramban. Let's read the words of the Ramban. Let's go back to the Melchamas Hashem one more time. It's such an important Melchamas Hashem, it's worth seeing repeatedly. Again, I'm reading you the words of the Ramban. The Ramban says again, if you have the old edition, it's the next to the last line on Beis Amud Aleph. Watch what he says. He says as follows. He's discussing a different issue, which we have to talk about, and we'll talk about a little bit now, but we'll talk about it more, I guess, tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I want to give you advance notice. I have a wedding on Thursday I have to go to. And they have a Thursday night's shiur. This shiur is going to be helping take place at 9 o'clock. So, to review, tonight 9 o'clock is the Pirkei Avos shiur. And Thursday 9 o'clock will be the Bracha shiur. And I can't do it at 6:30. I zoomed in from a graduation last week. It's hard for me to zoom in from a wedding. When the chuppah is in the middle of the chuppah, I start zooming things. It'll look at me a little bit funny. Okay, so can't do that. We'll postpone it till 9 o'clock for the Thursday. Tomorrow's regular time, 6:30. Back to the Ramban. They're discussing the question of whether Yotzeh Shel Laila B'Di'eved against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says B'Feirish, the Sofos Makrish, was the latest of the late. There are three opinions. The latest is what? Is Alos HaShachar. The Gemara on Daf Chesem and Beis quotes a Brisa. You can even go until sunrise. You can say Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris Arvis till sunrise. How can that be? Says the Ramban, the Rif quotes that. How can that be? Yotzeh Rabbi Kiva. Yotzeh Chavos Shel Laila B'Di'eved. To Ika Inshi Degane B'Shaita. Some people are still sleeping until sunrise. V'yafgav D'Miyutuhu. Kev in the Afkir Rechmona B'Losh and Yochid. Masha B'Shach B'Adidach. Belech chadidach, privately. The cave and the ikah inchi the goni, because some people are sleeping, and he hasn't met Shema yet, he can read until Netzachama. And after Mikavelech, lech at the goni. No one is sleeping. No one is sleeping, asked the Ramban. B'nei Malachim are sleeping. You know what this kash is? Unbelievable. We should be able to say Krishma Shalarbas until 9:15 in the morning. Because those silly princes, the life of Raleigh, are still asleep. That's a great question, a bombshell question. What is the answer? No, he says. Imishim b'nei Malachim, nu'urim heim b'mitasan, ve'einan rotsim lavar ha-shalashos. They're lazy bones. They're awake. You can't sleep past the sun. The sun shines in. They're lazy bones. And that's why we cannot rely upon them for Kriyash Mashal Arvis, because they're awake. But we can still count them a Kriyash Mashal Shachris, because it's still Bekumecha. It's Bekumecha, you know. They're still getting up, you know, they're gradually getting up. But it's not called B'Shachbacha after the sun rises. That's a compromise of the Ramban. The Rashba has time, it's a different answer. We'll try to get to it tomorrow or the next day. Okay, that's source number one that we quoted from the Ramban. This is the fundamental din that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with. And then we have the other line that we had from the Ramban. For those who have my edition, it's the second line on page Vav, where he says like this. It's a 11th line up in Bezim and Bezim, the old editions. Vafilu Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can say Krishma until 9:15, Zmana Koda Manetu, means the Chatchila. Tuzman Kimma Leinchi, Chutzine Benoch, Le Melochim. Vachola Chatchila, Bezmana the Ruba Kamina, Bebe, Shriva, Bebe, Kima, Kedabrishus, yeah. And also Vasikin, fine. So now let's just summarize, because we have to try to end this year by 7 o'clock if we can. All three are one. Is the Ramban right or is the Ramban wrong? Chachamim, Tanakama, Chachamim, Rabbi Yeshua say he's right. And therefore, you could be Yotzei till 9:15, even though most people are already woke up long before sunrise. You can be Yotzei from Alos HaShachar, as the Gemara is in the Chesed Beis, and therefore, there's no need to make a Gzeira. Wait till bit blue and green, because if you goofed it before blue and white, you're still Yotzei. And if the shakar is when you're going to sleep, it's until midnight, because the Talmid Chacham is still up until midnight. Rabbi Eliezer argued on all three things for one reason. He only follows the majority. So the majority get up before the sun rises. So that's the Sof Sman Kriyishma. Chafemi raises Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Therefore, he makes a gzera blue and green, because in case you're off by a few minutes, at least be after blue and white. And he says that B'shachra means when you retire, Perish Art Scroll, which we don't pass like, when you retire, it's only till 10 o'clock. Because before Thomas Edison, most people didn't stay up more than 4 hours after dark because there was nothing to do, and they went to sleep at 10 o'clock. So all three of the first machlokes and shas between these great Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and his Rabbi Shua, we know his contemporary, and the nameless Tanakam and Chachamim, are fundamentally one machlokes. Is the Ramban right or is the Ramban wrong? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Ramban is wrong. According to Chachamim, the Ramban is right. This is what I wanted to suggest. Tomorrow, we have to see a little bit more about the same disputes, how they play out in the other of the sukkahs at the beginning of Masechta Brachos. Thank you so much for joining. Now 7 o'clock, we'll stop the shir. And we will continue tomorrow at 6:30 with Siyata Deshmaya. Thank you for joining on Zoom. Thank you for joining in person. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah. Thank you for coming. Thank you. Okay. Can anyone figure out for me how much juice I have? I wonder how much juice is there for now. It's a button compressor. I don't know how to press it.
See how much the battery's working?
Yeah.